The air in the kitchen is quiet, save for the low rhythmic hum of a refrigerator that feels far too empty. I'm sitting at the scarred oak table, the weight of the dark leather gardening journal resting under my palms. Outside, the wind is kicking up the scent of pine and red clay, but inside, my focus is narrow. I'm staring at a single $100 bill. In 2026, most people see this as a single bag of convenience, pre-washed greens, boxed snacks, and plastic-wrapped promises. To them, it's a receipt. To me, it's a strategic reserve. The cost of ignorance is a silent thief. It's the extra $4 you pay for someone else to chop your onions. It's the protein you buy because you don't know how to stretch a whole bird. We've been conditioned to shop with our eyes and our hunger, leaving our pantries haunted by ghosts, ingredients we bought for one recipe and never touched again. But survival on the homestead isn't just about what you grow, it's about how you manage what you have. I'm opening this journal not to track seeds, but to map out a recovery. We're going to stop being consumers and start being curators. We're going to prove that $100 isn't a limit, it's a weapon. Grab your pen, it's time to holding the line. Chapter 1. The Ghost in the Pantry. The sound of a heavy cabinet door swinging open, followed by the metallic clink of a half-empty can of chickpeas being moved. A sigh. I've got this old dark leather gardening journal open on the counter, and today, it's not for seeds. It's for a different kind of survival. The $100 grocery challenge. You've seen it. It's all over the feeds. People claiming they can feed a family of four for a week or even a month on a single Benjamin. But when you're standing in the aisle of a store in 2026 and a head of lettuce feels like a luxury item, that $100 doesn't look like a challenge. It looks like a threat. If you've ever felt that pit in your stomach when the total on the screen climbs faster than you can keep up, you know what I'm talking about. The emotional stakes aren't just about saving a few bucks for a vacation. It's about the soil debt of your own household. It's about the fear that you're one bad shopping trip away from a clean pantry that isn't clean because you're organized. It's clean because you're empty. We're going to open this journal and look at the math, because saving money isn't about deprivation. It's about reclaiming your power from the cost of ignorance. Chapter 2. The High Price of Convenience. A long, one-second pause, the sound of a pen scratching aggressively against thick paper. Most people fail the $100 challenge because they shop with their eyes, not their inventory. The biggest cost of ignorance in the grocery world? The convenience tax. When you buy pre-cut onions, bagged salads, or those little snack packs of crackers, you aren't paying for food. You are paying a 300% markup for 5 minutes of saved labor. In a $100 challenge, labor is your only currency. Here is the farm fresh way to win the week. Step 1. The UFO hunt. Before you spend a dime, find your unidentified frozen objects. That bag of frozen peas from last Christmas? That's your Tuesday side dish. Use what you have to bridge the gaps. Step 2. The protein pivot. Meat is the budget killer. Stop making meat the star. Make it the seasoning. Buy a whole chicken. It's always cheaper per pound. Roast it Sunday. Shred the leftovers for tacos Tuesday. Boil the bones for a harvest soup Thursday. One bird, 3 days of fuel. Step 3. The staple foundation. Bulk oats, brown rice, and dried lentils. They aren't glamorous, but they are high yield for your wallet. A 10-pound bag of rice might eat $15 of your budget, but it ensures you never go hungry for the rest of the month. By shopping the perimeter and buying ugly produce or items near their sell-by date, you stop being a consumer and start being a strategist. You aren't just buying groceries, you're managing a resource. Chapter 3. The Full Cellar. The sound of a jar being tightened, a satisfied tap on a wooden counter. But last night, I sat down to a bowl of lentil stew made from scraps and a loaf of bread I baked myself. It cost me maybe 80 cents to make. The tangible success isn't just the money in your bank account, it's the quiet confidence that you know how to turn nothing into plenty. When you master the $100 challenge, you aren't just saving money, you're building a skill that the economy can't take away from you. Your action step for today: I want you to take an inventory audit, open your pantry, and find 3 items that have been sitting there for more than a month. Your goal? Incorporate all 3 into a single meal this week. Don't buy a thing until those are gone. Next time, we're going to talk about the $0 garden and how to grow your own grocery store from the seeds you're currently throwing in the trash. Until then, keep your hands busy and your budget tight.